Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. It's Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose. It is Monday, May 13th. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a nice weekend and everybody had a chance to enjoy Mother's Day yesterday, a very special holiday. For me, it's always special because surrounding myself with family is so important. I just love to be with my wife, my two beautiful daughters, and now their children who they are forming their family bonds with. And of course, my son-in-law's Aaron in Austin. So yesterday was a nice day to celebrate with the family. We went over to my mother-in-law's house and had a beautiful day and afternoon and just enjoyed all being together. But the night before on Saturday was a day that I realized how far I have slipped down on the food chain as far as priorities in the family unit. I mean, here I am, the oldest. I mean, not considering my mother-in-law, of course, who's a beautiful woman at 86 years old. But I said, "At here I am, the father, you know, the person who is the founder of the feast, so to speak, of this all this family that's coming here to celebrate Mother's Day." And I was told to show up because we're all going to have dinner at around 5 o'clock because everyone's coming from different places. You know, my daughter Amy comes down from Boston and she wants to see her in-laws as well. So they come down, they spend time, and then they end up all meeting together. We were going to have dinner. My daughter Emily lives here on Long Island. So she has her daughter and they take naps and everything else. And so I was told to be there at 5 o'clock. And at this stage in my life, when someone, you know, tells me what to do, especially my kids or my wife, I kind of listen because otherwise you just get, you know, you get into trouble. So being anxious to see my children and my grandchildren, two beautiful grandchildren from Boston, Max and Blake, I was going to get a chance to see them. Of course, Leia, who is just a bundle of joy, who my daughter Emily and Aaron have brought into our life about almost 9 months ago. So she's had 9 months in and 9 months out. So it's a real fun time for all of us to be together. So I show up early because I'm an anxious grandpa. I'm an anxious father. You know, it's going to be a nice dinner and we're going to all be together and just good stuff. So I get there and I text my wife on the way and I said, just call me as soon as Amy gets there or as soon as Emily gets there. Just text me because, you know, I want to be there. I want to be, you know, we're about 15, 20 minutes away from where I was heading, but I wanted to leave in time to get there so that I could just spend all the quality time with my family because family is so important. So I drive up. I don't hear from her. Nothing comes back. So I said, okay, let me leave. You know, so I got there around 4:30, got there a half hour early. And I drive up and I see in the driveway both cars for my daughters. I said, oh my God, I've hit the jackpot. I get an extra 30 minutes to spend with my daughters and my grandchildren. I mean, I'm living the dream, LTD. So I get out of the car. But of course, I realize I'm always aware that Leia, who is the granddaughter, the young one, she takes naps. And everybody has to be very much aware that if she doesn't get her nap in, it creates a problem for the rest of the evening or the day. So I never, you know, always have to be quiet. You know, everybody you can't talk like when they just have to be quiet for Leia. So I text my wife. I said, they're here. Just, open the front door. And I don't hear anything back. Nobody comes to the front door. So I'm standing there. And again, I have a little walker. I mean, I don't get around too much. So here I am standing in front of the door. And I text again. I said, can someone please come to the front door? I didn't want to ring the bell, you know, because if Leia was sleeping, I didn't want to wake her. But here I am. It's Grandpa Kenny has come to be with his family. And here I am outside, standing outside like a UPS driver, trying to drop off a box. So I text my son-in-law, Aaron. Nothing. Aaron, where are you guys? I text my son-in-law, Austin. Austin, come to the door. I'm standing out front of the door. Nothing. I call my daughter, Amy, on her cell phone. I get voicemail. Now you're starting to worry. I'm going, what could possibly be happening? Is there no one in the house? I see cars. I mean, God forbid. I mean, you know, your mind starts racing. You're going crazy. So I call Aaron. voicemail. Emily, I finally call. Finally. Now it's about 10 to 5. So I'm out there 20 minutes just stressing myself out that I can't get this seat, get in the door. And I finally, Emily gets on the phone. Hi. I go, hi, is everything all right? She says, yeah. I said, well, you know, I've been texting and calling. I'm standing outside in front of the door, you know, for the last 20, 25 minutes. What's going on? Oh, we just turned all our phones off on vibrate, you know, because Leia's taking a nap. I said, well, is she taking a nap now? Oh, no, she's been up for 15, 20 minutes. I said, can you come to the front door and open the door, please? Finally, my wife shows up. I said, what, you know, again, here it is, Mother's Day weekend. You don't want to get anybody upset. But in my mind, I'm saying, why do I have to stand outside the front of the house for a half hour? But anyway, when I got in, it was nirvana. It was beautiful. It was everybody just spending time, seeing little Leia, seeing Max and Blake. And anyway, it just tells you how important family is. We got a chance to have dinner together. We got a chance to spend the afternoon, that part of the afternoon and the early evening after the kids went to sleep. It's just so beautiful. And when you talk to family, you talk about things that, you know, are important to them, which is how they feel. And again, you know, the conversation came up about CBD oil and hemp, and it wasn't brought up by me. But again, people are talking about it. And, you know, they ask you, well, what do you think? Is that something that, you know, would be good for our mother-in-law, would be good for anxiety or sleep insomnia and things like that? You know, and then we just talk about things that are important in your life and with your family. And it just tells me when you talk about that. And my mother-in-law, you know, is taking some new medications and, you know, she's feeling a little lethargic. And, you know, knowing that medication, I say, Annie, don't worry about it. That's kind of like a side effect. It's one of the things that happens with that medication. Don't be alarmed. You know, don't worry about it. Your energy will come back. You know, just let the drugs take their course. Let things happen the way they do. So there we are, counseling and consultations and practicing good wellness, just talking as a pharmacist or as a caring, giving, compassionate healthcare provider about talking to patients about things that are good for them. So it just kind of brings me back to the fact that the family of pharmacy is so tightly knit. I had Howie Jacobson on the Concierge Pharmacy show on Friday, and he spoke about the challenges that independent pharmacy community owners having with, you know, with the PBMs, et cetera. We're all a family. We're all together. So when you think about practicing at the height of your profession, think about connecting with those patients. Think about having those consultations. Think about treating patients like they're part of your family. And again, if you focus on the patient and you focus not on just filling a prescription, do things that are value-based services, enhance your career. So this is Ken Sternfeld, not standing outside the door anymore. They finally let me in. Who's that knocking at the door? Who's that ringing the bell? So this is Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose. On Monday, it is May 13th. Have a wonderful day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.